Here's a chance to have your dreams come true and win big. Go to upixmusic.com and become a premium member today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome to this live worldwide broadcast, Wednesday, the 18th day of March, 2015. I'm your host, Alex Jones. William Benny, the highest level NSA whistleblower ever, who was SWAT team raided after he spoke to Congress and who was since vindicated, will be joining us in studio here in Austin, Texas today. We're also going to be talking to the head of the Organic Consumers Association, Catherine Paul. Their organization was set to speak at a major event about food quality and safety at South by Southwest, but big pharma and big biotech, Monsanto-connected groups, had anyone, not just their organization that was already set 6 months ago to speak, banned. Gene Giant kicks OCA off South by Southwest food panel discussion. So this shows what a totalitarian, sanitized, anti-human event this is and why I've been going after it every day here as just a showcase of how the globalists propagandize and try to shape culture. That said, we knew this was coming when they kept the FCC regulations secret, when they wouldn't testify before Congress. And now we've got the 400 pages. FCC chairman concedes, and there's video, that future internet tax is possible after all. And the FCC's proposed those before. The FCC's tried to take over the internet before. They've proposed things. They want cable, all telecommunications. And they got big backlashes. But then when they came forward as the saviors, and George Soros funded $196 million to all the fake leftist groups, why, then it was racist, literally, according to them, if you didn't hand over the internet to the government and the corporations that control it. The ultimate Trojan horsey. That's just some of the news. A backyard burger and wiener roast targeted by EPA. Told you, they're banning fireplaces and outdoor roast in Europe. Now it's happening in the United States. Also, EPA wants to monitor how long hotel guests spend in the shower. Can't make that up. Meanwhile, Detroit businesses face water shutoffs, even if you try to pay for it. This is all part of the deindustrialization program. There'll be no shortage of cream and other goodies up in the globalist command centers. Continuing, White Privilege Conference Workshop pushes grade school, that's K through fifth grade, lessons about gender queer, transgender, and gender fluids. That's right. Let's teach the first graders about things I can't even say on the air and wouldn't want to say on air. And then we've got just more police videos being released. This one of a woman already being tortured, begging for help, so the sergeant starts choking her. And then they did an investigation and said he acted admirably. This is a society breaking down when they defend this type of torture that they call pain compliance. And you watch the video, the cops are all getting off on it. These are bad people, in my view. Very shameful. And defending it, if you're a cop, will help bring down the country, which is part of the globalist larger plan. In really big economic news, again, I'm going to detail all the things I mentioned when we come back. China gaining Western allies as development bank partners, a blow to U.S. efforts. And that ties into an article on Infowars.com. Cracks in Washington's empire. Washington's EU vassals might be finding their backbone, joining the new communist Chinese system. Also, Ice Jam pushes up into Ohio cemetery, toppling headstones. Ice boulder crashes through Wilmington, Delaware apartment building as the new Ice Age looms. record cold temperatures continue in the east. And we've got the government caught in the trifecta of funding and protecting terrorists. It's all coming up.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution. DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
It's the plan. Kill the country. World government. It's here.
The challenge is how to build a world order.
Never before has a new world order had to be assembled from so many different perceptions or on so global a scale.
The governments don't rule the world. Goldman Sachs rules the world.
This is, we are going to carve up the world according to the way we want to.
Unelected world government. Looting you.
They've exercised power for actual world or global control.
I know what North Korea is. I know what the TSA is meant to be. You want to shut their energy systems off? You want to break up their families?
If you have so much power in play, you can do anything.
Lack of transparency is a huge political advantage. And basically, you know, call it the stupidity of the American voter or whatever.
You understand? You're living in a science fiction movie. I'm living in it.
The government has just approved the use of a computer chip that would be implanted under your skin.
When complete, everyone will have a unique 12-digit identity number.
That DNA is stored even without your consent.
But I mean, do they point blank say, we're putting a chip in you?
Yes. It was an interior barcode, if you will.
This makes my head explode that your television could be eavesdropping on your conversations and then sharing it over the web.
All the cars now have tracker boxes that can remote control your vehicle in them.
The Justice Department is building a national database to track in real time the movement of vehicles around the U.S., storing hundreds of millions of records about motorists.
It's like the elite space aliens or something with a master plan. It's so evil. It's so sadistic. No, it's the devil. I mean, that's it. This galactic force of destruction. that's animating people to do this?
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live broadcasting worldwide from Austin, Texas. It is Wednesday, the 18th day of March, 2015. I'm your host, Alex Jones. The highest level whistleblower pretty much ever, not just from the NSA, but from the federal government in the last 100 years, in my summation, is William Binney. He was one of the top guys at the National Security Agency, directed much of their technology systems. He, of course, in the last decade, quietly tried to warn Congress and others within the system, got SWAT teamed, got attacked, you name it. He is here in Austin, Texas. He was here for South by Southwest. He agreed to stay an extra day to be in studio with us. We're going to be interviewing him for some documentary reports we're putting together and live in studio in the third hour. In fact, maybe we should do a document cam or a studio cam shot for TV viewers and show folks William Binney in there in the control room watching the show right now. And again, he'll be in studio with us coming up in the third hour today. So I am extremely excited about that. There's William Binney right there. We can punch him up. Give him a little bit of a round of applause. If you are a radio listener, you can go to Infowars.com/show to see the free video feeds right there to add another dimension to the radio broadcast. But this is a radio broadcast first and foremost. Probably 90% of our audience is terrestrial AM and FM radio. But we have a large audience as well watching over the Internet and some cable and TV systems around the United States. And it adds another dimension to it because our radio listeners can then go actually see what we're talking about here on air when we deploy reporters to Europe or to Asia or to Latin America or to right here in Austin, Texas, to be covering the different developments here at South by Southwest. We've already seen a protest against the rise of AI systems suppressing humanity. That story went national that we covered over the weekend. And we're also, of course, covering the fact that it's not just the NSA illegally spying on people. It's Google. It's Microsoft. It's all the big companies that have been caught doing it. And they don't get in trouble. And that's because it's part of a revolution, a overall culture of corruption to just change the way this planet operates. And I'm not so much worried myself about artificial intelligence coming after us at this time. I'm worried about the fact that human intelligence is what is controlling and basically pulling the strings on the Panopticon surveillance grid. They've got all these movies coming out, Robo-Apocalypse. In fact, we're going to have the writer on, I think, Friday, where it's basically a expansion of Maximum Overdrive where the appliances and the cars start killing everybody. Well, I'm not really worried about that. I'm worried about the fact that the appliance, the cars, the smart meters, the cell phones, the Hertz rent-a-cars, the Samsung TVs admit that they're watching and listening to us. This is just a hidden in plain view revolution against privacy, and the data being gathered can be used to manipulate mass markets and mass human movements. Because if you can surveil everything, you can also add stimulus and then control everything, including predicting the future to a great extent. And Google admits that that's its main mission, is to predict the future and be an AI system. So we're going to talk to William Binney about this in detail. We're going to put out a hashtag in the next few minutes. I haven't been given what that hashtag is yet. We were developing that right before the show started. So you can tweet your questions at Real Alex Jones, and so that we have those questions ahead of time before Mr. Binney joins us in studio. So tweet your questions at Real Alex Jones, and again, we'll put a hashtag out on that site here in the next few minutes so everybody can do that. But there's the Infowars.com crew. We can go to that wide shot there. I'm in here directing today. And so folks can see our hardworking information warfare elves in there, and quietly in the back, William Binney. Very, very exciting to have him here in the InfoWars News studios. Kathreen Paul will be joining us. She's the head of OrganicConsumers.org, one of the largest organizations reporting on and doing studies on and organizing for the organic choices in this country. They've been set up for months to speak at South by Southwest and with Whole Foods, but Big Pharma and Big Agra did not want that, so they've been banned. We'll talk about what our presentation was going to be and what their organization's presentation was going to be before they were banned and exactly who banned them. That story is up on Infowars.com. Gene Giant kicks OCA off South by Southwest food panel discussion. And the new push by the FDA and the EPA is to not label anything and to even remove drug labels and vaccine labels so that we can't hold up an MMR vaccine label when they say it's safe and effective and show you where it says it can give you epilepsy, narcolepsy, cancer, where it says it could kill you, where it says it could cause pancreatitis and then diabetes. It actually says that, and we showed that a lot the last few weeks. That will no longer be available under the new legislation. So there's a major push to shut down information and then to persecute people like William Binney, who left the NSA back in 2001 when they started illegal spying against the American people and non-terror-related operations. And he quietly worked through the system, but it just didn't matter. They still came after him, but he defeated that. Others have not. Many people are languishing, including journalists, in jail right now for telling the public things that they had a duty to tell us because they were illegal. But we've gone from them under George Bush in 2005 or so denying that they spied on anybody illegally to now just throwing it in our face. So where is this revolution against privacy going? We'll be discussing that. Okay, here's some of the other news up on Infowars.com. You can't make this up. The story is from Raw Story, a Democratic Party-run organization. Leftist media claims if you support Second Amendment, you support rape. The headline actually says more guns on campus means rapists can rape women more. No, guns on campus would mean women would shoot rapists. In areas where concealed carry goes in, rape and robbery and things like carjacking go down massively. In fact, just show people the FBI headlines and the LA Times headline. Gun crime drops, but perception is there's more. It's dropped by 52%. According to the Unified Crime Statistics of the Justice Department since 1992, rapes have dropped in every state where gun ownership has proliferated. Women carrying guns and fanny packs in Florida, they've had major articles there, has caused basically women being raped in parks to go down to almost zero. But they say that, no, don't want Obamacare? You are racist. Don't want to turn your guns in? You want to rape women. As if criminals that are going to rape women wouldn't already have a gun illegally. Plus, most rapists physically beat women or hold them down or tie them up. They don't use guns to rape them. Just an incredibly bizarre article that we expose. Leftist media claims if you support Second Amendment, you support rape. Again, we're not left or right, but it's the so-called left, which bears no resemblance to Thomas Jefferson, the, you know, what you call the father of liberalism in this country, who was pro-gun. These are totalitarians. Just like the Republican leadership, ladies and gentlemen, are going along with the FCC power grab of the Internet. They're going along with the open borders. They're going along with shutting down our power plants without law. They're going along with putting our military under foreign jurisdiction. Incredible article we're going to be getting into. We're going to continue with really big financial news. China gaining Western allies as development bank partners, a blow to U.S. efforts. Recent shift has pointed out that the rise of China and their aim to become a major part of the new global reserve currency and hence a major force in the new global order. And Dr. Paul Craig Roberts writes about it, former deputy head of the Treasury Department, says cracks in Washington's empire, Washington's EU vassals might be finding their backbone. With plan to join China-led bank, Britain opens the door for others. That's out of the New York Times. So I got a bunch of articles on that we're going to be breaking down today as well. Meanwhile, we see record cold temperatures on the East Coast and record dryness on areas of the West Coast. We'll break down. I'll give you my view on what's happening there. Meanwhile, when we return from this break, Pentagon loses track of $500 million in weapons, equipment given to Yemen. Yeah, I bet they lost track. The stuff's being sent to Al-Qaeda and ISIS in Syria. Iran, Hezbollah, have now been left off the terror threat listing. So they've now removed Hezbollah off the terror listing, but the Tea Party's basically listed. JW gets records that show Al-Qaeda terrorists may have been government source. Judicial Watch, it's all coming up straight ahead.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Attention all radio listeners. Survival Life is giving away free credit card knives exclusively to our radio listeners here today. Visit mycreditcardknife.com to see this covert knife in action and claim yours for free. It's the same knife you've seen in the airline magazines for $29.95, but today it's yours free. Just pay shipping and handling. mycreditcardknife.com, mycreditcardknife.com. Go now.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
You can prevent being the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As the New World Order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
They came and took it all away.
They came and took it all.
You know, I'm moving quick here because there's so much news. I want to drill more into this, but I tell you, it's kind of hard to do the show with William Binney in there, biggest government whistleblower pretty much of all time. And all these questions we're coming up with to discuss once he's in here in studio with us. It's really exciting what's happening. He's seeing a lot of people finally get it, a huge awakening taking place. He was just in Munich, Germany with Oliver Stone, who is going to do an interview with Snowden for an upcoming huge film. He was just here at South by Southwest giving speeches and saw a huge response. So there's a lot of positive things happening. They tried to put him in prison. They tried to shut him down. But he's here taking action, and that is so exciting. That's the best part about having this job, is that I get to be around such amazing people, such amazing heroes. You know, the average person would get around Kobe Bryant or LeBron James or Brett Favre or somebody and start shaking in their shoes. I could care less. Great, you can throw a basketball in a hoop, you can play football, wonderful. But people that face prison, people that go through persecution, people that give up, you know, directorships of a whole section of the NSA to tell the truth, and then the system tries to suppress them and tries to keep them from the public view, and then the system fails, that is just incredibly, incredibly exciting on so many fronts. And so we're here today to shoot a little mini-documentary with Mr. Benny, and then again, we're going to have him live in studio with us. But before we go any further, let me just say that I'm also going to be opening the phones up in the next segment, specifically on this piece of news. Pentagon loses track. I mentioned this in the last segment, of $500 million in weapons equipment given to Yemen. The Washington Post reports. It's the same story over and over again. Oh, we lost track in Iraq. Oh, we lost track in Saudi Arabia. Oh, we lost track in Qatar. Oh, we lost track in Yemen. Oh, we lost track. Oh, Turkey's giving artillery support to the Free Syrian Army, which is really Al-Qaeda and ISIS. Oh, but now we're buddies with Assad and want to defeat them, and are buddies with Iran. And that leads us to the next story. Iran, Hezbollah. This is out of RT. It's posted on Infowars.com. Iran and Hezbollah. Hezbollah is their militia worldwide fighting force. Iran, Hezbollah left us off U.S. terror threat listing. So Iran and Hezbollah have been left off U.S. terror threat listing. Now listen, I don't want war with Iran. I don't support some of those moves to do that. But at the same time, if you're going to list conservative libertarian groups as extremist and with terrorists, if you're going to train the Pentagon to take on land rights activists, if you set up Homeland Security to supposedly deal with Hezbollah and Hamas, who do target civilians, you could argue that they are in the terrorist class. But to remove the big enchilada, Hezbollah, from the list shows just how bizarre all of this has really gotten. But don't worry, there are FBI task forces nationwide harassing gun shows with the ATF, trying to find out if an old guy goes and sells some of his guns to raise money. I see these cases all the time. It's almost always some 75, 80-year-old guy. His wife's died in one case we covered. He's going bankrupt. He's got to have surgery. He goes in to sell 8, 9 guns he's had for decades. He's not a federal firearms dealer. It's legal for him to sell them because he's not a dealer. He's just getting rid of personal guns. And they arrest him. They railroad him. They indict him and have a federal kangaroo jury send him to prison, and they die in prison. But Hezbollah is not terrorist, and, oh, we can come up missing $500 million in weapons in Yemen. And I've seen this type of story, no exaggeration, 500 times or more. This is out of Judicial Watch. Judicial Watch gets records that show Al-Qaeda terrorists may have been government source. Judicial Watch has obtained records of the Florida Department of Law Enforcement that indicate Al-Qaeda terrorists who helped plan several U.S. attacks, including plots to blow up Oprah Winfrey Studios and detonate nuclear devices in multiple U.S. cities, was a confidential source informant for the government. Well, of course, most of these guys are, and probably never planned any of this, and they just burned him. I mean, do you really believe this guy had nukes? It's come out in the New York Times that almost every terror attack that they've cooked up has been with a mentally ill person or some patsy who was an informant who they say, yeah, take the bomb over here, and then they set them up. I'm not saying there aren't radical Islamist or terrorists. Oh, there are. And they're under the employ of the West. The West works with them to destabilize, and they use their threat as a way to take liberties and promote illegal spying. But when it comes to people they bust, they don't throw away good terrorists they could be using. They only bust patsies and chumps and fools. So listen, if you're an Arab American or a Muslim American or Brit or whatever, I've seen this literally hundreds of times. If you get approached to be part of a drill of Muslims bombing something, do not be part of it, because believe me, you're going to end up in a supermax prison. So don't be stupid. All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. I'll give out the number, and we're going to hit a bunch of really important news.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Receiving this transmission live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. You are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
One last breath before wind blows. Better raise your ears. Sound of hooves knock at your door. Lock up your wife and children now. Horsemen are drawing near. Leather steeds they ride. Always love to play this song written by Dave Mustaine of Megadeth. And of course played by Metallica, the Four Horsemen. Lock up your wife and children now. It's time to wield the blade. But we live in the 21st century where 90-plus percent of warfare is information warfare. And the sword that wields the greatest strength is the truth. And an empire of lies, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. That is Ron Paul's paraphrase of George Orwell. In a time of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And again, William Binney, biggest whistleblower in modern history, not just biggest NSA whistleblower, is here. And he was in the control room, a great gentleman, but I had him move to the conference room because it was so distracting to me to look at the monitor and see William Binney in there, plus the crew. I mean, this is like having a movie star here for us. You know, we've had a lot of movie stars on the show. They're great people. A lot of them are patriots we've had on, using their celebrity to expose tyranny. But I'm a lot more excited about William Binney being here than some of the top celebrity stars I've gotten to know over the years, because this guy, they tried to put him in prison. They tried to ruin his life. He basically resigned because they wouldn't stop illegal spying. He tried for a decade in the system to get them to stop it. And then they came after him when he was doing it inside the system. So this is a tyranny. And if William Binney can be destroyed, we can all be destroyed. But if he can be vindicated, which he has been, and not be stopped from getting his message out, it is a huge Battle of Trenton-level victory. When we got the UN documents 5 years ago that the carbon tax was a plan to shut down the third world and the first world and only let select corporations operate, when we got the secret treaty and it became national news, we had Lord Monckton on, that was a huge, critical, Death Star-destroying event. Well, people like William Binney and Snowden going public is another potential Death Star event, to use a Star Wars allegory, where you blow up a major criminal operation and degrade and frustrate criminal forces in government and corporations that want to use ubiquitous spying to dominate markets, but also protect themselves from criminal prosecution, to be aware of what other areas and other agencies are doing. And we've now learned that the Parliament and the Congress and the Senate and the President, and they're all spying on each other. It's a panopticonic Big Brother arms race that we're in the middle of right now that's being deployed against the people, and it's wrong. So, again, I go off into that subject because it's so important. And I just read to you three different mainstream news articles where our government and other groups are funding and protecting known terrorists, from Al-Qaeda to the Iranian Hezbollah to other organizations. Why are they doing it? All the NSA spying, all the illegal garbage. We still had 9/11. In fact, we learned the NSA was actually tracking them legally in that case because they were foreigners and that nothing was done with it. The FBI knew and was ordered to stand down. I've interviewed Colonel Schaefer and others, Lieutenant Colonel Schaefer, who was there and watched the communiques, saw the same stuff that Sebel Edmonds, another FBI translator, whistleblowing on NSA information, where our government was in command at higher levels, basically of Al-Qaeda, and protecting them and giving them arms and laundering money. Everything she first broke her gag order on this show 5-6 years ago and on other shows that she was attacked for is now passé. So now we've reached that Rubicon moment where it's out in the open. What do we do? I'm going to ask William Binney about this coming up in the third hour. What is this paradox like to have them years ago deny this was happening when he knew good and well it was? He was there at the highest level seeing it. And then to now have them go, okay, we're doing it, but we're going to reform it by legalizing it. We're going to retroactively go back and say it's okay that we committed these crimes. I mean, Obama yesterday put out a directive, not a law, president can't make law, saying we're now exempt from all FOIA requests, period. Really, that's the National Security Act of 47, and they dovetailed with it the Open Records Act, so that if you're going to have secret stuff, it's got to be kept on record to be released later so that people don't commit crimes now thinking they've got a blank check. Well, we've now entered that sector. They want to take the drug labels off. They want to take the food labels off. They want to shut down people's speech at South by Southwest on GMO or NSA. They're moving on every front to not let us have the information. And now the FCC has power grabbed the Internet from the outside Comcast threat of wanting to take over the web. Oh, the FCC will come in and save it. when they said before they want to control it, and now FCC chairman concedes future internet tax is possible after all. That's a CNS News. So just because one plan's bad by Comcast and others doesn't mean the solution to that plan is good. Classic bait and switch. I want to hit this financial news and then go to your calls. Here's the toll-free number on this Worldwide Wednesday edition. 800-259-9231. Here's the only catch. It's first-time callers today. It'll be that for William Binning as well. Give you a chance to get involved. And it's on one of the subjects I just raised here. Now, I've raised a lot of subjects. I want you to chime in on criminal elements of the government, financing, protecting terrorists to menace us into submission. FCC documents now out, talks about taxing authority, applying the same powers they've done to broadcast radio and TV to all telecoms. I mean, this is a nightmare. We're also going to get into some of the other power grabs that are taking place. But before we do that, again, the number for first-time callers is 800-259-9231. And we will get you up and on the air on this live Wednesday edition, 800-259-9231. I'm going to get Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former chief editor of the Wall Street Journal, father of Reaganomics, on probably tomorrow, the next day, maybe Sunday. We can't get him the next 2 days on the Sunday broadcast, 4 to 6 p.m. China gaining Western allies as development bank partners, a blow to U.S. efforts. And so China's created this new global development bank. And, again, I'm not saying the communist Chinese are laudable or great people, their leadership, but it is a separate power group to Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan that control the central banks of Europe and the United States, the private Federal Reserve. So it is competition of a sort. And we've seen the Rockefellers and others investing tens of billions in the last year in this Chinese investment-run bank. Kind of a challenge to the IMF or World Bank. So that shows a creeping towards the exits, a hedging of the bets while Western powers accelerate global currency devaluations and a currency devaluation war. And yes, the world reserve currency is still the dollar, but when it goes belly up, it will have seismic effects here. We're already seeing deflation in some areas because of recessionary and depressionary elements in select areas of the economy, but it's unbalanced. Some people are in a depression, others are in a recession, others are in high cotton in this managed, stage-managed economy, which Rolling Stone 2 years ago, the headline, everything is rigged. Interest rates, the globalists get free money, the public gets it at, 5, 6, 7, 8%. I mean, you're told it's down there at near zero, but that's not what the general public gets. I've got perfect credit, went and checked about getting some credit last week. And I'm near perfect credit. They were like 5%. People are like, wow, that sounds great. No, it's not. The banks get it at zero. So I should have access to something at 1% or 2%. Just the rate for them to make a profit for processing. But that's the type of stuff that's going on. And it's very discriminatory, and the world sees this, and they're scared. So they're not moving away from dollar hegemon because they want to bring down the United States. It's like cancer that's in your heart or something. You cut it out, you die. Nobody really wants the U.S. to go under globally, because if it does, it'll cause a worldwide depression of biblical proportions. There aren't any economists that disagree with that. But they're now using globalization and that we're all interconnected as a way to abuse everyone and make everyone accept dollar devaluation. So we're seeing recession and depression in some cost, but in a lot of cost, restaurants, a lot of other commodities, you name it, education, I mean, just hundreds of other areas, we're seeing major inflation. Major, major, major. I mean, just last year for St. Paddy's Day at the same store, I bought a package of the same organic corned beef for, I think it was $9, memory serves. Guess how much the same package of corned beef was for a party I had with friends and family last night. Guess how much each package was last night. Same amount, same corned beef. Excellent corned beef, my mouth's watering. It was $19 and change, basically double what it was 12 months ago. Now, that isn't inflation. I don't know what is. Here's another headline. Cracks in Washington's empire. Washington's EU vassals might be finding their backbone. England, Germany, France, and Italy have all invested with Japan, Switzerland, Luxembourg, South Korea, and others, Australia, you name it, in the new Chinese-led Asian investment bank. Neither Republicans nor Democrats are even making this an issue. China gaining Western allies as development bank partners, a blow to U.S. efforts. So with plan to join Chinese-led bank, Britain opens door for others. That's New York Times. That's the kind of stuff that's important. Another hero, nothing compared to William Binney, who we brought out a lot of stuff that actually threatened the entire system, but he's won two Nobel Prizes, and that's, of course, Joseph Stiglitz. And he was the head economist at the World Bank, and he's come out and said basically everything I've said. In fact, he's been on the show five or six times over the years. So it's not just Alex Jones up here waving his arms around saying this. This is a fact. This is going on, and worldwide governments aren't trying to reform this or stabilize things. They think totalitarianism is going to somehow, at the barrel of a gun and the barrel of Big Brother surveillance, glue all this tyranny and this inequity together. Meanwhile, they're involved in a bunch of balkanization, racial balkanization, hyping up racial differences, cultural differences, in the name of bringing unity, but we know it's bringing division. And it's come out in government documents we've covered that the plan is to divide the people against each other so the establishment, the crony capitalists, who are not free market, can loot the living daylights out of us. So that's all coming up. I want to go to Daniel, Hugh, Jerry, Matt, Mariah, and others here in a moment. But before we do that, please don't forget that this one-of-a-kind, truly independent, libertarian, Americana, not left or right, but freedom-based operation reaching conservatively 15 to 20 million people a week, one way or another. YouTube, AM/FM stations, satellite, global shortwave, cable stations, TV stations. Tens of millions of people a week, worldwide, conservatively. It's a treasure. That's why I've got reporters and writers and people that on a lot of cases do a better job than I do. We have serious reporting, comedy, satire. We're trying to do it all, folks, to really reach out to the public and let them know there's an alternative to what the corporate establishment is putting out. That's why, have you told friends and family or neighbors or folks at the street corner, at the shopping center, at the grocery store, or at the shoe store, or at the barber, or at the dentist, have you told them about InfoWars.com? Or the free audio and video feeds at InfoWars.com/show. Do you follow us at Twitter? Something we got too late at Real Alex Jones. We've got millions on Facebook. Do you spread our information? Do you share it? Because the system is doing everything they can to shut us down. The White House-run Media Matters attacks us on a weekly basis, almost more than anybody else. Do you understand, folks? That is run by the White House on record. It's not fun to have them looking at me. But it's a duty I've got to go all the way. So if we're going to go all the way and commit to you to fight these tyrants, we need you to spread the word so that we don't do this in vain. We're having an effect. That's why the eye of Sauron is on us. So please buy the films, the books, the T-shirts, the ball caps, the organic, high-quality seeds. Spring is here. We've got the widest selection of organic seeds, about eight different companies in there, fruit trees down to tomatoes. We've got the best spectrum, the ARC seed system, the survival seed vault, all the best at the very lowest prices that we're allowed to offer them at the InfoWars Seed Center at InfoWarsStore.com. We're offering 10% off the nutraceuticals, the InfoWars Life products, the Nascent Iodine, the 30% off on the DNA Force. I want to give William Binney just everything we've got when he leaves. I want him to see how good these nutraceuticals are and get his take on it later. InfoWarsLife.com. 10% off with promo code SUPER on everything in the store, and the special ends today, ladies and gentlemen. So if you want to take advantage of this, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the nutraceutical page. We've got high-quality, low-price, organic oil of oregano. High quality, low cost just product after product after product after product. Methylcobalamin, pure vitamin B12. We've got that sublingual, much higher absorption rate, very expensive for us to get and produce. We've got it all at InfoWarsLife.com. 10% off when you check out on all the other discounts that are already there. So you can get a free bottle of Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Booster with bottles of Mace and Iodine. That's 10% off at checkout. If you're getting 30% off on DNA Force, then on top of that, you get 10% off at checkout with promo code SUPER. And you get 15% off with promo code WATER15 at checkout on all the water filtration systems at InfoWarsStore.com. Or if you got any questions or want to order over the phone, you can talk to our great InfoWars crew. They're waiting for you right across the hall from me, where they take your calls. We got five people in there to answer the phones. It's 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. This is an info war, and we need fuel in the info war, and I see this every day. I'm tired, folks. So I get up here for 3 hours, and I just bull through it. Because if I didn't bull through it, I'd be exhausted laying on the table. We're just here telling you what's going down as best we can. We believe the American people, the people of the world, will come together and figure out a way to turn the tide.
This hour of GCN brought to you by Let's Dig, the highest quality smokeless cigarettes, e-liquids, e-cig refills, car chargers, and starter kits. Kick some ash with Let's Dig. Call 870-525-1440 or visit letsdig.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's CATIarmor.com. Come and take it.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed, and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Hey, sorry I'm running late. I had to stop and get my vitamins for the month.
I got mine in the mail yesterday from DiscountNutritionShop.com, so I'm here totally on time.
DiscountNutritionShop.com?
Yep, they're a lifesaver in more ways than one. They have all the nutritional supplements you need, the major brands you know, plus you can save up to 10%. Write down this number, 888-908-4548.
Huh?
888-908-4548, or just go to DiscountNutritionShop.com.
By now, you heard about bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
All right, I'm going to cut off the legendary Johnny Cash to go to your calls, but I was just back there during the three-minute break while they're interviewing William Binney for a documentary that I'm making, documentary piece, and it just hit me. Praise God I get to know Ron Paul, Rand Paul, I get to know William Binney, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, the former head of Reagan's economic operation. He's an icon of economists. And I was just, it was popping in my head, the rush of hundreds and hundreds of patriots that are fighting the New World Order that I know, who are extremely prominent and are prominent, and then the millions of you out there fighting tyranny were all just as important. And I was thinking how many good men and women there are, and how people are rising up and fighting the tyrants. They just don't let the general public know that, because other people would know we're starting to win. And what matters is, in the end, we win the hearts and minds. Because we're going to go through some hell, folks. What's important is, in the end, the New World Order falls. And we're building the opposition that was a seed. It is now a grove. And we can take those seeds and plant those and literally repopulate the planet with liberty, to use that allegory. It's exponential. We've gone way past the mustard seed point, to the huge mustard tree, to now mustard seeds planted all over the world. I mean, the globalists are in trouble. They're scared. And they should be, because their plan is so evil, so anti-human. And once humanity wakes up to something, change is fast. So New World Order, the battle is joined. And I'm humbled to be in the company continually of such amazing people, like the lady we have coming up in the next hour. Let's go to Jerry in New Jersey, then Jackie, Don, Hugh, and Adam. Jerry, you're on the air.
Alex, my brother, God bless you, and thank you for all that you do.
Please don't.
couldn't help myself. Total agreement with the full onslaught of tyranny that's coming in all the different angles. And I do tell people, I start up conversations with total strangers. And I wanted to ask you about where I really hit the wall, and argumentatively as a tactic, what you do when you hit this. I think that I can convince people of what's being done. Where I hit the wall with people is intention. You talk to Republicans in particular, because it's their party that's supposed to actually have some standards. I don't think the Democrats have any at all, other than, you know, pure communism. But, it gets to where they say, how can these Republicans be so gutless and so stupid and so forth? And I try to say, no, it's not stupid. It's not gutless. Gutless means they have good intentions, but don't have the guts to actually follow through on them. No.
Sure. I mean, here's how it works. Here's how it works. In the last 50 years or so, they put a committee system in. They always had committees, but they've got it where it's a leadership position where you get power the longer you're in. And so all they got to do is control maybe two dozen Republicans in the House and Senate total over those key committees, the chairmanships, and then it's a dictatorship. And so no matter what the Republican grassroots does, that are pretty good people on average, you can never change it. Because John Boehner blocks it all. And so if you can't convince them, then you can't convince them of the sun coming up in the morning, because it's all right there happening in front of their eyeballs every single day. So that's how they're doing that. That's how they're getting that job done, Jerry, is that they have successfully taken the senators away from the states. I mean, until 1913, senators were elected by the legislatures. So they were creatures of the state. Well, now they're their own imperial gods up there on Capitol Hill. So that's a big problem. Get the senators back to the states. You know, do things like that, and you'll turn the corner. Anything else, Jerry?
Yeah, no, that's an excellent point. I guess I'm actually heading for a town hall tonight with a state representative.
Well, great job, brother. Keep it up. Talk to them. Tell them that, you know, we're going to lose everything if they don't get going. People are looking for leadership. More calls coming up. Back in 60 seconds. Hugh, you're up next.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200
100-million-year-old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.